flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
I will tell you the team is dangerous, believe it or not. The Atlanta Hawks. I think the Atlanta Hawks, they're a sleeper in the Eastern Conference. I mean, the Cavs and the Celtics and the Knicks. Well, the Cavs and the Celtics, they're top tier. I do think the Knicks need to make a trade to get stronger on the bench. I know they're getting Mitchell Robinson back or something.
Can the Hawks win the championship?
I don't know.
Answer is no.
A championship? No.
Answer is no. Can Cleveland win a championship? Yes. That's what I'm talking. I'm talking championship.
The Hawks have been impressive against those teams ahead of them. They're going into today, they were 7-2 against the top four.
Well, that was fun until Shaq jumped in, but he's right.
He is.
Probably. You never know, but probably. But I'll say this, and I know Ernie was about to throw this stat out there too. He had it pretty close to right. Cavs, Celtics, and Knicks are the best teams in the East, no doubt, record-wise. I mean, anybody who's watched them play can see that. Hawks are 7-3 against them, and so that means at the very least they're able to go out there and compete and
not embarrass themselves,
not embarrass, and certainly have won a lot of those games. And so, I mean, what does sleeper mean? You know, like if Shaq's going to just do a bottom line of can they win a championship? And that's the only thing that can validate the conversation. Well, then probably not. Can you win a playoff series or two? Like, can you find a way to, I don't know, get back to a conference finals or something like that? That feels like a pretty high ceiling. I don't know if that's doable this year or not, but kind of fun that that's even in the conversation, given what we thought the season was going
to
look like.
Well, I think the biggest thing for the Hawks is not to be in the play-in round yet, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Got to get out of the play-in.
You know, get out of the play-in round, and then you go from there and everything like that. But, yeah, they're a feisty team that, you know, when you look at, you know, Cleveland and Boston, they're definitely head and shoulders. The Knicks with bench. I mean, they don't use them. They play their starters 40-plus minutes.
Why would
a game.
They even make a trade for a guy off the bench? Tibbs isn't going
to
use him.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we all know what's going to happen with them, what happens to them. Most Tibbs teams, they burn out, they run out of gas.
The wheels are going to fall.
Yeah, they just run out of gas. It's inevitable because it always happens for the most part. And so, yeah, when you look at where the Hawks are in the East, yeah, they can contend, they can compete. But at the same time, compete for championships, I don't see that. But I want to see this team not in the playing round. I think that was my talk, especially when we got an opportunity to see what this team could possibly look like when everybody's here, when everybody's healthy and everything like that. And when everybody's healthy, I do think this is a outside of the bubble type team.
Yeah, I think they're a top six team in the East when fully healthy. And right now they are. They're at the sixth spot.
Right.
They're a half game ahead of the Pistons, who they play tonight. So beating the Pistons would kind of be double helpful tonight. The Magic have sort of been slipping of late. They've lost 7 out of their last 10 games, and they're dealing with tons of injuries over there. The Heat are in the 9th spot right now, and they got to do something with Jimmy Butler before this season falls apart.
Did you see all that stuff that happened yesterday with Phoenix trying to get all these picks? Yeah. Like, something's going on.
Oh, yeah, you know, Phoenix is trying to make it work.
Yeah, they're going to have to get multiple teams in. Then I saw Bradley Beal wants to go to the Milwaukee Bucks. So how's that work? They say he'll waive his no-trade clause to go to the Bucks.
Okay.
So I'm just like, well, I mean, Phoenix, we know this. Phoenix wants Jimmy Butler, and it seems like Jimmy Butler wants Phoenix.
And in this era of NBA, That means Jimmy will play for Phoenix at some point. It's just a matter of the general managers and the agents and players with no trade clauses and teams that don't have draft picks. Like you said yesterday, Phoenix traded what did they trade to Utah? Because I saw that they got three draft picks back. They only had one first rounder in the next 8 years. How did they get three for? Did they trade a guy?
Like it's crazy when you look at it because you're like, okay, it's 2025, and how valuable is a 31 pick?
It's not. It's a throw-in and a trade.
That's what always just throws me off. I'm like, what else is valuable in it? Let me find it right here. Sham says, the Phoenix Suns are trading a 2031 first-round pick.
The Suns for three first-round picks?
Yep. It's an unprotected first to the Jazz.
Oh, okay, got
unprotected to the Jazz for three first-round picks.
That
the Suns
makes
are
sense.
Acquiring the least favorable first-round picks of 2025, all of those stuff. So it's unprotected.
And the Jazz just have tons of picks.
Yes,
so they can do this kind of stuff. Okay. That makes a little bit more sense. But, yeah, that was Phoenix trying to clear the deck a little bit to figure it out to get Jimmy over there. You said it, and it's true. It's going to take like a 3 or 4 team trade.
Yeah.
Because Bradley Beal's got $110 million remaining on his contract.
And so what I read this morning
and
about
a bad
that,
back.
They were talking about some, well, they got to have more assets if you're the Bucks to take on. It's 3 years left in the contract. I thought I could have swore he was close to the end of it. It's 3 years left on the 251.
It's amazing how long a max deal is when the guy's not.
I agree
well.
With you. I
versus
agree with
how
you.
Short it feels when the guy's playing well.
Yeah, because this is Bradley's second max.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a man who's made a lot of money. And forever he didn't leave Washington. It was like, man, why doesn't Bradley Beal want to leave Washington? Because they're going to give him a max contract. He's the only team, if he sticks around, he can not play with a bad back, and he's going to get a max contract from him. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how the Hawks, maybe that's how the Hawks can sort of find their way into that 5-team trade and finagle a backup point guard out of it, or you know they've moved Capella to the bench, so maybe they're thinking a little bit more long term and trying to find themselves like a stretch five to throw in there, since Capella and Okongwu were so similar in terms of how they play the center position. I don't know, but I would imagine the Hawks will do something over the next couple of weeks with the trade deadline on the horizon. All right, let's hear the Hall of Fame announcements last night for Major League Baseball.
Our first electee was a 10-time Major League All-Star, a 10-time Gold Glove Award winner, and a 2-time American League batting champion. Today, Ichiro Suzuki becomes a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Our second member of the class of 2025 won 251 games and struck out 3,093 batters. Today, CC Sabathia becomes a member of the Hall of Fame. Final member of the class of 2025 played 16 seasons for the Astros, Phillies, Mets, Red Sox, and Braves. Today, Billy Wagner joins the Hall of Fame family.
There you go. Congratulations to Ichiro, obviously to Billy Wagner and CC Sabathia, all deserving Hall of Fame candidates, except according to one guy.
I mean, and we go through this so much, you know, as far as
one voter.
And it's crazy because a lot of these dudes been voting for the Hall of Fame for 50 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And they probably don't even watch ball. I don't like him. You know, I don't get it, man. But I mean, I don't get it, but I do get it. And that's one of those things where, why don't you just show who you are then?
Well, he will.
You know what I mean? And go at it from that way and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, Ichiro was an outstanding player. Obviously, you know more about that because you were up there for the prime time Ichiro. And listening to the update, I didn't realize he was the first Japanese non-pitcher to start, I think that what it said, or something like that, in the bigs.
And he's the first Asian Hall of Famer.
I know that part, but I mean, it's crazy because he was such a great player. We know how good CC was, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just, that dude, big
dude,
mowing people down and everything
like
that.
So much fun to watch.
And he is big. I got a chance, I bumped into him, and he is big. He's bigger than me, Andy. And if you, I was like, damn, who the hell is that? And I was like, oh, I think that's CC Sabathia.
Oh, that's a baseball player?
Dude, that dude is big as hell, man. He really is. And, of course, Wagner, he was an outstanding relief. Was he a relief pitcher, right?
Yeah, he's a closer.
Yeah, closer. And he finished up here, I know
that's
that,
right.
And everything like that. So, yeah. But, yeah, the whole baseball Hall of Fame thing is one of those things where it just, for some reason, won't completely grow up.
Nope.
Won't completely grow up.
Now, we knew it was going to be something like this
because
there's only been one unanimous player ever.
Maybe he likes closers.
Maybe he just likes closers. I bet he voted for Billy Wagner.
I bet he did, too.
I was wondering because remember when Griffey went in, there was two people that didn't vote for him. I wonder if the one person that didn't vote for Ichiro is one of the two guys that also didn't vote for Griffey.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just unimpressed.
But, at what point do you got to die out of your vote?
That's a great question, because there's a lot of voters.
It's like 300. It's like
there's like hundreds like, and like, hundreds of voters.
I think it's like damn near 400 voters that vote on the
I thought it was more. I thought it was more than that.
But I'm saying, like, why do you need all these people to vote? And then and that's what I'm saying. Like, at what point does your vote, like, expire?
Right. Is it a lifetime appointment? Is it a Supreme Court situation?
Say, for instance, because I'm pretty sure these guys were journalists. Not were, because you'll always be a journalist, but meaning working for a paper or something like that.
Right.
They probably retired, most of them.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They should yank their damn votes.
I agree. If you're give not to, actively covering
give it
the
to
sport.
Timmy, give it to Timmy Tuesday. Hey, Ma!
You know
I got my Hall of Fame vote!
You know who Timmy would have voted for?
Ishiro to be what?
And Felix Hernandez.
Yeah. Yes. And
because
Felix.
His advanced stats are off the charts.
Yes. And Barry Bonds would be in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and all those guys.
Timmy doesn't care about steroids.
Hell no, man. take old Herbert Schwellenshank. Take his damn vote away from him, all right? And give it to Timmy.
Yeah, if your name's Herbert, you're not allowed to vote for the Hall of Fame anymore.
Yeah, man. Meanwhile,
Andrew Jones creeps closer and closer to Cooperstown. 5% more this year than he got last year. He got 66% of the vote. You got to get 75% to get in. He's got 2 more years on
the
ballot.
He'll get there.
Apparently, over the next 2 years, Andrew Jones' career is going to improve.
Yeah, in order I love for that these part, guys. Yeah.
It's just the stupidest thing.
Because the thing about it is the same people vote.
Yeah.
If it was a different branch,
right.
Then okay.
Right.
But the same people that voted this year, if Herbert them don't die and get their vote away, are going to vote 2 years again, and Andrew Jones is going to be on the ballot.
Yeah,
and they're going to let him in.
People that voted against Andrew Jones being in the Hall of Fame 8 times will vote for him to be in the Hall of Fame the 9th time.
Yes.
Having played no more baseball games.
Yes.
This is the stupidest thing in the entire world.
Yes.
It does give you an opportunity once a year, if you want to go back and just look at the insane run that Andrew Jones went on when he was here in Atlanta. Like, some of those years are just completely outrageous. Offensively, meanwhile, being the best defensive center fielder in baseball at the same time. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what we're doing. I guess I do know what we're doing. I just think it's dumb. Andrew Jones should have been in the Hall of Fame already.
Yep.
He'll get there eventually, and then, you know, everybody will forget that it took this long for him to get in. But it's just annoying that he's not in the Hall of Fame yet, because he deserves to be.